Good morning. One of the most beautiful mornings yet. So let's begin our practice. Take a seat. Close your eyes. Allow yourself to come inside your experience for a moment. What is your body hungry for today? What do your mind and spirit crave? As each breath grows a little deeper, feel your craving, your hunger for your practice today. Let's drop our head down now, let it rock from side to side. Come back to center now. Let's take hands to a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. From our heart, we reach up, exhaling, twist to one side as the arms come down. And then inhale, reach up to a prayer, and let that prayer come back into your heart. Next inhale, the prayer rises up, and we exhale, twisting to the other side. So now just close your eyes, let yourself flow. And then exhale, hands back into the heart. Feel what you hunger for, what you crave today. And let's allow our practice today to be an amazing multi-course gourmet feast for the senses, for your body, your mind, and your spirit. Inhale, reach into the sky. Exhale, fold to a forward bend. Reaching out, we lay our hands on the mat. We'll step our feet back. Curling our toes under hips, reach to the sky. We take downward facing dog. What does your body hunger for? Stretch into your limbs and feel. Reach into your back. Lift onto the toes. Let one heel at a time come down toward the ground. What do your mind and spirit crave? Let's walk our hands back to our feet now. Hanging down in this standing forward bend. Let your back relax and decompress for a moment. So as we begin this first part of our practice, it's like the appetizer course. Tasty little morsels of the flavors to come. Chance to whet our appetite. So let's return hands to the mat now, and our hands will walk forward, bringing us back again to downward facing dog. And our knees come to the mat. Hands underneath the shoulders. Move your knees together so they touch, and with an inhale, right arm, left leg, reach out. Exhaling, come back to all fours, arching your back like a cat. And then we flow into the next inhale with the left arm, the right leg reaching. And the exhale, cat pose. Keep flowing. Savor each bite, each breath. Thank you. reach our hips into our heels. Walking hands forward, we find a comfortable resting place in child's pose. Anytime you'd like to stop, push yourself back from the table for a moment and just take a rest. Child's pose is always here to welcome you back. At any time today, child's pose is always an option for you. As we move into our flows, remember that you can spice up your meal in any way that feels good for you. Flavor each pose to your taste, to how it makes sense for your body. So with hands planted on the mat, let's curl our toes under hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Left knee to the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down again. Step back, sit down onto the heels, hands to the heart. Inhale, rise up, reaching hands to the sky. Exhale, come down, reach forward. Inhale, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, back into child's pose. Let's do that again. Inhale, forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Curl the toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, we come down. Step back. Inhaling forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, reach back, sit down onto the heels. We miss that rising up, take hands to the heart. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, come down. Reaching forward, now come forward again, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale into child's pose. Now take this flow a few more times. Tasty morsels of what's to come. As we flow, remember that yoga is not the poses. Yoga is a state of being. Yoga is that moment when we feel satiated. We enjoy all of the results of our practice of this tasty feast. So in each moment, let your mind be focused on your breath to help it become quiet and peaceful. Open your body in the way that feels comfortable for you to bring healing. Allow yourself to awaken joy. So when you finish the flow you're on, let yourself come back into the child's pose. And once we've all found our way here, then we'll move on together. Curling our toes under, our hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, the prayer reaches up, it bursts open, we dive all the way down. With hands uniting at the earth in a prayer, the prayer rises up our body, bursts into this big blue sky today, and we dive down. Once more, let your prayer rise up, burst into the sunshine, flowing down. We rise up again, this time we allow our hands to come to our heart and we step to the front of our mat. A sun salutation. Inhale, reach up, touch the sky. Exhaling, sit down into chair. Inhale, rise up. Enjoy a little backbend here if it feels good. What do you crave? Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway, lengthening. Exhaling, hands to the mat, step the right leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, follow your breath into the sky. Exhale, hands come back to the earth. We step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arching up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. Take the right leg into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Knee up, knee down. Flavor it the way it tastes good for you. Exhaling, hands to the mat, let's step forward. Inhale, rise like the sun. Exhaling, chair. Inhale, reach up. Back bend if you crave it. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhaling, hands to the mat, our left leg is stepping back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And with the exhale, we return to the earth. We'll step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg skyward. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling down, we step to the front. Inhale on the wings of our breath. Exhaling chair. Inhale, reach into the blue sky. Enjoy the back bend if that's what you love. And exhale, flowing forward. Inhale, look to the horizon. Exhale, lay hands to the mat. Let's step our feet back now. Take a moment here in downward facing dog between courses to just feel yourself in your body. Savor your breath. Each of us orders our entree a little different. So let your poses today reflect what you are hungry for. You can spice them up and flavor them to your taste. But remember, sometimes food is at its very best when it's at its most simple. So let your heart be your guide. And let's move into the entree now. Our standing flows. Right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot flat down. Let's reach up, warrior one. Create an incredible feeling of groundedness through your feet. Lunging forward with the front knee. We reach into the sky. Awakening, wonderful sense of power, strength, a courageous spirit. Breathe that in with every breath. Let your practice be meaty, filling, delicious. Now let hands come into the heart. We'll straighten the front leg and prepare for pyramid pose. So if you'd like a little step in before pyramid pose, feel free to do that now. We take hands behind the back. Fingers laced together. Let's roll our shoulders back. We stretch and reach our heart open wide. And on this day before Mother's Day, with this open heart, send out your gratitude to all the women in your life who've inspired you. Tip the hips forward now. Keep the open heart as we come to pyramid pose. Keep the groundedness in the feet. And gently find for you where this feels like the right amount of stretch. Everybody's taste is different. So where does this taste especially wonderful for you? Where can you really feel grounded and steady? Feel the stretch in your legs, the lengthening in your spine. And then drop hands down to the mat, step onto the right foot. Let's reach the left leg into the sky. Standing splits. Everything to your own taste. Now extend the left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So we were here before. This time we'll take slower, longer bites. Savor it a little more. The appetizer was just a taste of what was to come. Reach into this lunge. Open your body. Breathe deeply. And then hands to the mat. Step back.
Vinyasa, little spice. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank.
Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's take a little flow.
Inhale, plank or kneeling plank.
Stop there. Exhale from your center, push back, downward facing dog.
Let yourself flow.
That breathless moment at the end of the inhale, the end of the exhale.
Feel yourself fully in each place. Once more, and then back. Take left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up, warrior one. First the grounding, then the uplifting, the lunging forward. Feel it from the inside. What it looks like is so unimportant. What it feels like is everything. The inner experience is where it all gets so interesting. What do you crave? What are you hungry for? Hands to the heart, straighten the front leg. Feel free to take a step in if you'd like to for pyramid pose. Hands behind the back. Fingers joined together, heart reaches forward. Again, a moment of gratitude for all the women in your life who've inspired you. Tip the hips forward. Let's discover pyramid pose on the other side. Let it be a discovery. Not just clinging to old habits, but really feeling your way there as if it were the very first time. What does it feel like to stand my ground here? To gently begin to invite my body to open. To keep my heart open as well. To breathe deeply and be present. Drop hands to the mat, step onto the left leg, right leg to the sky, standing splits. Spice it up if you'd like. Let it be at its purest and simplest if you'd like. Order your entree the way you like it. Reach the right leg back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So like a meal, we gain strength, we gain energy. To the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale arch up.
Exhaling back. Downward facing dog. Let's take that flow again. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. And exhale moving from the strength of your center back to downward facing dog. Feel yourself in each place. Present to each moment. Not mindlessly eating, but mindfully. Savoring each and every bite, each and every breath. Once more to plank or kneeling plank, and then once more to downward facing dog. And we'll look to our hands. Let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, reach your arms up and open like your body's making a Y to say yes to this beautiful day. Exhale, hands to the heart, sit down into chair. Dig your heels down into the earth. Point your hips down toward the floor, but let your heart rise up. Feel your center here.
Inhale, rise up. Great big yes. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, reach up, burst open, dive all the way down. Take the right hand around the outside of the left ankle. Let's add a twist. Left arm reaches to the sky now, and we come to this first delicious twist as we feel our back and spine being nourished, being healed. Unwinding the twist. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, reach up. Let your whole body say yes. Exhale, hands to the heart. Sit down, chair pose. Strong body, strong breath. Inhale, rise up, burst open, dive all the way down. Take the left hand to the outside of the right ankle, spin the right arm to the sky, twist in. And the twist unwinds. Inhale, rising up. Exhale to the heart. Inhale, reach up. Again, big, beautiful yes. Exhale, hands to the heart. Sit down, chair pose. Staying here a little longer this time to really feel the strength at our center. Maybe letting the chair grow a little deeper. Everyone, season it to taste. Reach up, say yes with everything you have. Stay in the yes a little longer. Send it out into the world. Hands to the heart. Inhale, reach up, burst open, dive all the way down. This time, hands to the mat, walk or jump back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's take that flow, down dog and plank pose. Slow, with your breath leading the way. The center of our body, full of strength as everything hugs in. Once more forward, and then once more back. And once you found your way back to downward facing dog, take the right leg into the sky. Take an extra big step forward. Plant the back foot, let's open to warrior two. Big open pose, adding more flavor to this feast. Again, the front knee lunges forward, but this time we face sideways as we look down the line of our right arm. Savor your breath and let this pose continue to open you up. Continue to explore, experience. Now bend the right arm, lay across the right thigh. Left fingertips reach to the sky and we enter side angle pose. Add the spice that makes it just right for you. Or let it remain at its most pure and simple. What do you crave? What is your body hungry for? Experience it. Top arm begins a giant circle, first reaching toward the back wall, brushing against the back leg. Fingers touch the mat beneath you. And as we point to the front of the room, let's straighten the right leg. And the circle culminates in this big, beautiful triangle pose. With all the lines straight and long, and we become as open as we can. As we align ourselves right over our feet, we feel the steady shape of the triangle. Keep opening, keep expanding. And now back down to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's take that flow. Down dog plank flow. Forward and back with strength at your center. Remember, the plank can always be a kneeling plank. Listen to your body. Once more forward, once more back. And once you've found your downward facing dog, raise the left leg to the sky. And that big giant step forward for warrior two, other way. Reach out. The hips sink down into gravity. The heart lifts up and open. Feel the duality of energy. Enjoy the flavors. Bend left knee across left thigh. Right fingers to the sky. Now side angle pose. Some will take the right left hand all the way to the floor. Some will keep it at the thigh. What feels good for you? Season it to your taste. Where can you expand into your body the most? Where can you let your heart find its opening? Top arm begins the circle, reaching back. Brushing against the right leg. Touching the earth. And as we point to the front of the mat, let's straighten the left leg. And let the circle culminate in triangle pose. Big and spacious and grounded as it can possibly be. Balanced. Symmetrical. Equal weight on the back foot and the front foot. Expanding and growing. And then all the way to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Down dog plank flow. Breath leading the way. One more time, come forward. One more time, back. We're ready to step into our last standing series. Reach your right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward, but let's walk around to the long side of our mat. Find your foundation, take hands to the thighs, let's lift up to stand. Inhale, reach overhead. Now either lacing hands together with a steeple that points into the sky, or dropping left arm to left leg, let's take a side bend. Reaching up equally on both sides of our body and then taking a big sweeping side bend over to the left, which stretches the right side of our body. And this last flow will move our spine in all six of its directions. So here, feel what it's like to take a side bend to your right. Come back to center. Again, hands together or dropping right arm to right leg. Lifting equally both sides of the body first and then sweeping over to the right. Stretching left side body. We come back to center now. Our hands come to our heart. As we prepare now for a back bend, really feel your foundation through your feet. Take hands around to your low back where you'll make fists. Let's roll our shoulders back as we lift up higher and our heart spreads across our body. Now, season it to your liking. This is your back bend. Where do you feel safe here? Where do you feel invigorated, rejuvenated? Awake in joy in this beautiful back bend.
And then slowly let it rise up.
Hands come around to the hips, and we pour that back bend now into a forward bend. So we side bend left and right, now forward and back. Take a moment to just feel the calm of this forward bend and how it creates the opposite energy of the back bend. And with a back bend followed by a forward bend, we find a balance. So two more directions for our spine, a twist right and left. Let's take right hand below the face, left hand low back, lengthen into your spine. And let's spiral our heart around to the left. Now as you find your way into the twist, you can reach your left arm to the sky or leave it at your back. What does your body crave? And then this twist unwinds. We change hands, taking the left hand below the face, right hand low back, lengthen and twist around, this time to the right. With your own flavor. And unwind. Let the right hand come back to the mat. Walk your hands forward as if you were in a downward facing dog. Fingers spread open wide. We push away from our hands to lengthen back and spine. Walk hands back under your face. Brush them off if the floor was dirty. Let's walk around with our hands to the front of our mat, where we'll step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Lay knees onto the mat, hips reaching into the heels. Ah, child's pose. Come here and rest for a moment. Feel your breath flow, feel your energy flow. Yoga is a state of being where our mind is quiet and calm, our body comfortable and happy, our heart joyful, and we feel united with our own source of joy and inspiration, with our heart. Look to your hands and spread our fingers wide on the mat again. Tuck our toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And with a nice long inhale, we roll our body all the way up. And exhale, hands into the heart. One last experience standing here. This will be a balancing series. We'll begin the balance on the right foot with tree pose. So once you've planted the roots for your tree, take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or up to the thigh of the right leg, finding center and growing branches. In balance, we learn about focus, about being extraordinarily present. And as you're learning that, it's quite common to step down and step up many times, and it's always okay. Hands come back into the heart. Bring the left knee forward so the thigh comes parallel to the ground, and with hands at the heart, push down to rise up. Roll the shoulders back, let your heart shine. Straighten the leg if you'd like to, or keep the knee bent. Now let's all come back to the bent knee, and we'll reach our arms to the sky. And let's fly, warrior three. Send the left leg behind you now and soar over the ground on wings of strength, like a great bird flying. Now all birds fly at their own altitude.
So feel free to fly wherever it makes sense for you.
And then bring the left foot back down to the earth. Give yourself a moment.
And then let's practice balancing on the left leg. Again, we start with the tree. First the roots, then the right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Then the center, and finally the branches. Every tree in the forest is different, unique. Be with every breath. Become more and more present. And then hands to the heart. Right knee comes forward. Push down, grow taller. Loop the shoulders back. Let your heart shine like the sun. Straighten the right leg if you'd like to, or let it stay bent. Head reaches high, pulled by an invisible thread into the sky. Breath is smooth, deep, and even. Now bend the right knee again, and from the heart, reach to the sky. Let's fly, warrior three. Right leg reaches back now. Soar. Your arms can help you in whatever direction feels the best. There are no right or wrong, no rules. Feel it from the inside. Where can I find my center? Where can I be most present? And then return the right leg to the mat. Give yourself another moment. And then take a big wave of breath into the sky. Exhale, let that breath flow down to the earth. Hands come to the mat, feet are stepping back. Lay the knees down, hips into the heels. Back again to child's pose. This time we add a side bend, walking hands off to the right, stretching again into the left side of our body. Back again to center and off to the left side. Bringing the right side of the body an equal stretch. And then come back to center. So now we enjoy the dessert. Longer, slower tastes, deeper openings. Let's spread our fingers wide, curl our toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward, lay the left knee onto the mat. Heel toe the right foot out to the right edge of your mat as you move the right hand inside, and then scoot a little deeper into the left leg. Looking for your opening here, if you feel comfortable coming down onto the forearms, feel free to do that. Some even like slipping to the right hand underneath the right leg and around the outside of the ankle. But for you, where does this feel like a nice opening? And then just close your eyes. Let your breath gently coax your body into a place that feels good. This is the dessert. It's rich. You taste it slowly. Savor it. Back onto the hands now. Heel toe the right foot across your mat for pigeon pose. As the right foot comes toward the left side of the mat, we settle down into pigeon. Take your time to create the pigeon pose that feels wonderful for you. You can lift your heart high or you can slowly lower it down. And once you find where you feel wonderful, close your eyes. Take little bites with each breath of this opening. As we release the emotional tension our body stores in our hips. Long, slow, delicious bites of letting go. Begin to let go of that tension. We taste the sweetness of this dessert.
come onto the mat. Let your body sit down onto the right hip. Swing the left leg all the way around forward until it intersects with your right foot. Align your body to the left leg and let's inhale, reaching into our breath. Lengthening. And then exhale, tip the hips forward. Close your eyes. Nice, deep tastes of this forward bend. Every breath to be savored. Nothing more delicious than this dessert. Up the left leg. We take hands in front of us, swing the left leg back, and let's step back, downward facing dog. More flavor awaits. Let's step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, heel toe the left foot to the left edge, bringing the hand to the inside. And then go where this feels good. Just the same as the other side. Find what this side enjoys. What does your body crave? What does it hunger for? Close your eyes and breathe yourself into freedom. Remember, yoga shouldn't hurt. To find the place where this feels healing, not hurting. Back to the hands. We heel toe the left foot across to the right, entering pigeon pose. Take all the time you need. Create a pigeon pose that feels balanced and centered. Lifting or lowering. Where for you is the letting go? Close your eyes. Let each breath be delicious, sweet. Onto the mat. We swing the right leg forward as we sit onto our left hip. Let it intersect with your left foot. Align with the right leg. Inhale, reach into your breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward. Savor every breath. I am letting go, and it feels so good. Walk up the right leg. Stick our hands onto the mat, swing the right foot back. And we'll step back now to our last downward facing dog. Lay knees onto the mat now. Cross the ankles and let's sit down behind our feet. And from here we'll lower right down onto our back. So hug your knees, roll onto the floor. Give your knees a hug, rock side to side a little bit. And once you feel nice and centered on your back, take your knees directly over your hips. Elevate your shins until they're parallel to the floor and spread your arms like wings on the ground. Now connecting to your center, lower knees halfway to the right. Pull in with your belly to bring knees back to center. And then halfway over to the left. Now with the strength at your center, let yourself flow. If you like this a little spicier, you can take legs straight here or just keep the knees bent. Building the strength at our center is so important to protect our back. So as you flow side to side, really feel the connection with your deepest muscles. Not the superficial ones, but the ones deep down inside that give you real, true, functional strength. And then hug knees into your body. Rock your head side to side. We're ready now to move into inversions. So if you feel safe moving into a shoulder stand, be very careful as you lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders, hands supporting you at your back. Another option is a bridge pose where feet are planted on the mat and we push into the earth to lift and elevate into the bridge pose. Enjoying this dessert. Let it be rich and delicious, every breath. Taking our time, savoring every last bit. Slowly, tenderly, lay yourself back to the mat. One vertebra at a time finds its way back. And when you've come all the way down, if you've chosen the bridge or wheel pose today, give your knees a little hug because your back will be so happy with a stretch. And next flavor is fish pose. Feet are on the floor, we lift our hips to slip our hands underneath our hips. And as we lay our legs straight, we'll sit on our hands and tuck our elbows and forearms underneath our back. Shoulders roll back and the heart reaches into the sky. Let your head lay back. Expand your neck and throat into their most open. Drink deep breaths. Now the head comes back up and we gently lay ourselves down onto the mat again. Hands slide out from under the hips and now we'll reach to the floor behind us. One last bit of dessert here, one last twist. And once you feel nice and long, reach down and draw the right knee into your body. Guide that right knee across to the left and turn your head to the right. Surrender now. Just breathe in and out and enjoy the flavor of this twist as it heals your back and spine, tones your digestive system, releases last bits of stress and tension. And let the left hand drop away, roll back onto your back again. Return to where you feel centered on the mat. Stretch the legs, reach the arms, grow longer. And then let's grab the left knee and draw it in close to our body. Drive it across to the right as you look to the left. The last bits of our dessert. Thank you. then the right hand releases and we fall gently back onto the mat. Find your way to the center. Lay yourself down completely now. Close your eyes, our final relaxation. If you want something to keep yourself warm, you can get that. Let everything go. So we finish the meal, but now we come to the aperitif. Let this be your after-dinner cocktail. A snifter of brandy, a glass of port. As you lay here, in complete surrender, allow yourself to become a little intoxicated with the blissful relaxation, with the state of yoga. It's time now when your cravings have been filled. You feel full and satiated. How wonderful that feels. You let your belly grow soft and happy. Now as I count slowly to 10, with each number feel yourself becoming even more relaxed. 1, a little bit more relaxed all over. 2, peaceful and calm. 3, all your muscles soft and comfortable. 4, feeling so good. 5, you feel your breath slow and deep and easy. 6, a warm relaxation all over. 7, mentally and physically relaxed and yet refreshed. 8, peaceful and calm. 9, there's an energy as if you've been given a boost of extra power. 10. Just stay here, relaxed a little while longer. A little intoxicated with this blissful feeling. No hurry at all. Sit back. Enjoy the meal. Whenever you feel ready to come back slowly and bring a closure to your practice, create just a little movement in your body by wiggling fingers or toes. And then take a moment for whatever closure feels meaningful for you on this day. And you've had the time to enjoy that closure all your own. Then gently roll over onto your right side. Still feeling a little tipsy in the intoxication of this blissful feeling. Marinate there in it for a few moments. And then slowly, gently, return at last to the comfortable seated position where we began our practice today. And here we pause for a moment of gratitude. Gratitude for our practice today, for the gifts that we've received, for how wonderful we feel.
Once again, we allow our head to drop down and sway from side to side. And then arriving back at center, an inhale carries our arms in a wave of breath into the sky. Hands meet in a prayer, and that prayer comes first to our forehead for blissful thoughts today. To our lips for blissful words. And to our heart for a blissful heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.